Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Joe Biden was in North Carolina while concerns surround Biden and his debate performance. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
It was a shaky performance in Atlanta for the president. He is moving on.
I know how to do this job. I know how to get things done. I know, like millions of Americans know, when you get knocked down, you get back up.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says the president's performance at the debate shows his weakness.
I take no pleasure in saying that. I think this is a very dangerous situation.
St. Anselm's political science professor Chris Galderi says the debate performance added to concerns about the 81-year-old president.
He looked frail. He's noticeably older than he was when he was elected.
Donald Trump's supporters have seemed unconcerned about his relationship with the truth during the debate, and his performance and delivery helped him with them. There is no evidence President Biden is willing to end his campaign. I'm Ed Donahue.
The U.S. Supreme Court has weakened federal regulators, overturning a decades-old Chevron decision in a Friday ruling. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
The nation's highest court has upended a 40-year-old decision known as Chevron. It made it easier for the federal government to regulate the environment, public health, workplace safety, and consumer protections. Experts say overturning the Chevron decision in a case filed by herring fishermen in New Jersey and Rhode Island who objected to paying monitors' fees brings a far-reaching and potentially lucrative victory to business interests who've long sought to eliminate the power of government agencies. Chevron allowed federal experts to fill in the blanks if a law wasn't crystal clear, but the majority of justices agreed with the plaintiffs that should be determined by a judge. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. A high-stakes French election hits its torrid final stretch before it begins. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Candidates in France are making their last campaign pushes for the first round of voting in a pivotal and polarizing legislative election. The centrist government of French President Emmanuel Macron risks a potentially fatal beating at the hands of the surging far right. Pollsters indicate that the anti-immigration national rally could greatly increase its number of lawmakers in the National Assembly. Such an outcome election could radically alter the trajectory of the EU's largest country and hamstring Macron. Friday's the last day of campaigning before Sunday's first round vote. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has called for resuming production of intermediate-range missiles that were banned under a now-scrapped treaty with the United States. The Intermediate-Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, which banned ground-based missiles with a range of 500 to 5,500 kilometers, was regarded as an arms control landmark when Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev and President Ronald Reagan signed it in 1988. The U.S. withdrew from the treaty in 2019, citing Russian violations. Putin said Russia has not produced such missiles since the 2019 treaty scrapping, but he said that the U.S. has not only produced such missile systems, but also deployed them. In Kenya, the only option for the LGBTQ plus community to meet is through dating apps and social media. But now, those Kenyans say the platforms are being used to trap victims in a web of blackmail, extortion, physical and sexual assault. Juma Majanga reports from Nairobi, Kenya.
In February last year, Kenya's Supreme Court upheld the right of LGBTQ plus organizations to register in the country. The ruling has emboldened organizations like GALG to encourage their members to take some extortion and blackmail cases to court. Muteti, however, is not optimistic about getting justice.
Only time our issues will ever be heard is when someone who has a lot of empathy, who listens to our cases, and doesn't view us for our sexual habits, and view us for the lifestyle that we are human beings.
A bill recently introduced in the Kenyan parliament seeks to increase the maximum punishment for anyone found guilty of same-sex relations from 14 years imprisonment to death. Juma Majanga, VOA News, Nairobi.
The Homeland Security Department says more than 300,000 Haitians already in the United States will be eligible for a major expansion of temporary legal status because conditions in the Caribbean nation are unsafe for return. The expansion of temporary protected status applies to Haitians who were in the United States on June 3rd and last until February 3rd, 2026. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.